Track 6. Continue walking west along the north side of 135th Street. About halfway down the block, you will see plaques in the sidewalk honoring famous African Americans. Harlem's history and its status as a black capital shows in the ways that important people are marked and remembered in the landscape. These plaques, known as the African American Walk of Fame, are selective. Only 14 people are named. You're listening to one of them, jazz legend Ella Fitzgerald. Write down the names of 5 of the people on these plaques. You may also want to take pictures. There are politicians, artists, musicians, performers, activists, scholars, and writers here, showing the great diversity and extent of African American talent, achievements, and contributions. These individuals highlight how Harlem became and remains a capital for black people in the U.S. and the world. Pause the podcast and write down 2 or 3 ways the plaques illustrate these individuals' lives and accomplishments. Not all of the people on these plaques lived in Harlem. In fact, this Walk of Fame represents the achievements of African Americans in general, not just Harlemites. Its placement here reflects Harlem's position as a symbolic homeland for all African Americans, even those who have never lived in or even visited the neighborhood. In keeping with this symbolic role, Harlem is full of memorials to famous African Americans. The Thurgood Marshall Academy, for example, which we just saw, is named for one of the 20th century's most important Americans, the great activist and Supreme Court Justice. Remember, this tour began on Malcolm X Boulevard, and you recently crossed Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Boulevard. Frederick Douglass, the great abolitionist and women's suffragist, for whom the next avenue is named, never lived here, but he is one of the nation's most important historical figures, and in this naming, Harlem claims him.